Dylan and Hans and myself just came back from Dallas, Texas. We had a private corporate event where I was the corporate trainer. I've been brought on, I have a couple contracts with a couple different companies, but this one by far had an outrageous event this past weekend. You guys make sure and check the website over the next week and you'll see pictures from it. 500 people were equipped and trained and developed over this Thursday, Friday, Saturday event that went on, and we just had a blast. It was an absolute awesome event. Luckily, the president and founder of that company shared similar views as I did, so it was just a blast to be there. And I just wanted to tell you guys something. This call is free to anybody that you want to help bring on this call. Well, I have contracts, I have corporate contracts with our companies who pay thousands of dollars for these calls. And so you guys need to really consider yourselves very blessed that these calls are here free for you, and you're not the one having to pay $1,000, you know, for a couple of conference calls that could be done for you and your team. So you really want to utilize these Monday nights for you, because there are companies that are currently have contracted me in who pay me hundreds and hundreds of dollars for one 45-minute conference call to their company. And here, this is available for you. You don't have to pay the $500 for a team conference call. You're getting this every Monday night for free for you. I mean, that's, to me, if I were in your shoes, I'd be so, like, taking majorly advantage of that. Maybe some of you didn't even realize that what kind of an opportunity that you have to have a corporate trainer train you and your people and equip them on a weekly basis. And so I really encourage you to do that. I've got some strategies, some tips and techniques for today that are going to send you through the roof. I got some stuff that we're going to equip you with that is actually going to draw a line in the sand that you're going to decide, are you running a voluntary business or are you running a multi-million dollar business? And you'll be able to, after I'm done with you, decide what that is going to be. Now, unfortunately, the lines have sounded like there's just a ton of feedback, and we will see later on. I'm going to open up the lines for any questions or comments also. And also any celebrating that some of you want to do. We had a Tampa, Florida event a couple weeks ago. We've been getting flooded with emails every single day of testimonials that have been coming in from that event. And we'd love for you guys to celebrate and let everybody know, where is your business? What has happened as a direct result of plugging into professional education on how to be able to build a powerful and successful and effective, profitable business? And which is what this call, these calls, my website, all of this stuff is designed to help you do. Now, before I get going there, for those of you that are brand new, just to let you know, I started in this industry as a 19-year-old female with no education, no confidence, no belief, no self-worth, no self-esteem, no nothing. Did not think for a moment that I could ever succeed in anything, let alone a business like this. Was truly, would have thought I was blessed if I could just get married and have three kids. Well, I've done that. I'm married with five. Ages 17 to 5 years old, and I've built my businesses at the same time of either being pregnant or nursing. So, and this business has given my husband and I the ability to work from home, which gives us the freedom to hug those little kids whenever we feel like it, to high-five the older ones, to be there as an encouraging factor for them involved in their lives. And this type of a business is the only one I can think of that actually affords that kind of a lifestyle, to actually be involved with our children and being able to watch them grow versus see them maybe an hour a day. And so this has been a huge blessing. But we started in this business without, you know, anything at all. And after getting the right kind of professional training, it was a two-day workshop that cost me $1,500, including all the expenses, wound up coming out of that after 6 months of failure, after my first training seminar, made $4,000 in the first 8 days, brought in 25 business builders into my business. My next check was $11,000, then $15,000, then $20,000, actually over $20,000 the month I turned 21. It was absolutely outrageous that someone like myself from a small town with no confidence could have ever gotten started in a business like this and be trained the kind of skills that were necessary to succeed and run a profitable business. After that, I wound up getting married to somebody who drained my bank account, maxed out my credit cards, and left me with a $35,000 debt. Wound up 50 pounds overweight, destitute, broke, living on a beach in Hawaii, on the Kona side, on the Kona coast of the Big Island of Hawaii. Was completely homeless, living on a beach, destitute. I was broke emotionally, broke mentally, broke physically, broke spiritually, and seriously broke financially. If you are in any way, shape, or form and anywhere near that. What I have to tell you is you must persist. You must not give in. You must find whatever it takes to solve the problems that you're in. What I had to do to stop being homeless, and there might be some of you on the call right now going, dang, man, what a loser you were. Yeah, well, let me tell you what happened afterwards. Instead of totally lining up my excuses and believing them, I was homeless from December 13th to January 5th. My husband drained my bank account December 1st. This was during Christmas season. And from the 1st till the 25th, I did nothing besides blame my husband and my parents. I did nothing but blame every bad thing that had ever happened to me in my life. I blamed society. I blamed God for making me a young, stupid female. I blamed my business. I blamed everybody. And I nursed, cursed, and rehearsed the terrible pit of hell that I was living in. That's what I did from December 1st till December 25th. That's all I did. And anybody I met, I made sure they heard my story. I made sure they heard of the pathetic situation I was in. As though that was to impress somebody. As though that was to get someone to feel sorry for me. I felt sorry for myself for 25 days. I convinced myself for 25 days that the money I had made the year before, that was just luck. It wasn't real. For 25 days, I believed every lie that went through my head. For 25 days, I did that. And on that Christmas day, I had a little voice in me that asked me some serious pointed questions. That actually made some very direct points. And it was, look at the people you are surrounding yourself with. Get your stuff and get out of here. And I began to yell at myself for a 45-minute drive from the beach that I was partying on to the beach that I lived on. And said, enough is enough. Step up, girl. You know better than this. You are not a loser. You're not destined for mediocrity. You idiot. I can't believe you let this happen to you. Get over your excuses. Get over your blame. Get over your irresponsibility in this problem. And step up and do something about it instead of whining and crying about it. That is the best conversation I ever had with myself. From that day forward, I nexted all of my excuses. I started a business on December 26th. And by December 31st, created $4,000 worth of sales volume, made $2,000 profit in my pocket from the trunk of my car and a telephone booth. I had no phone, no physical address. Isn't that crazy? What other business can you start from the trunk of a car and a telephone booth? Isn't that rad? That we are all a part of an industry that you can start with nothing. If you're that bad off like I was. Obviously, if you start with something, it's easier. And in the next 12 months, made $250,000. My first full-time month, which was just 45 days after I started, became the number one international producer, broke all the international sales records, and was number one international producer every single month for the length of my career in that company. And wound up profiting $250,000. At the age of 21, 22. Became a millionaire by the time I was 23. So, any of you that were thinking, what a loser? Made millions beyond that. I've made millions and millions of dollars since I've been inside of this business through my 20s, pumping out 5 children. So there's no excuse. What's your excuse? Who are you blaming? What are you not taking responsibility for? And are you ready to step out of whatever your life is doing right now? Are you willing to step up into the kind of life that I believe God intended for you to have? I believe that God did not put any one person on this planet to be a victim. I believe he did not put anybody on this planet to whine, murmur, and complain. I don't believe any one of you were put on this planet to give in and to give up. I believe every one of you were born with vision, and some of us have lost it. And if you're like me, you lost it in a big way. I'm saying get it back. Fight for it. Do whatever it takes. And look how you can solve the problem instead of looking for the problem. Look for solutions and answers to get out of a rut if you're in one. I don't know why I'm here, but I have a feeling there's a whole bunch of you that are in a rut. But if you're in a rut, then you can't look at the problem anymore. You got to look at solving it. You got to look for answers to fix it. And you got to do it today. You must do it today. You must step up and step out of whatever it is that is holding your business back, whatever it is that is causing you to not make money, whatever it is that has caused you to hit a plateau. If you've reached a plateau in your business, I can guarantee you need some help. And I'm here to help if you want it. That's only if you want it. You can't lead a horse to, I mean, you can only lead a horse to a trough of water. You can't make him drink. So I'm going to give you guys some strategies tonight that are going to be profound, that are going to help you tremendously. I have a company that, you know, just recently hired our services for thousands of dollars for this very same strategy that I'm about to hand over to you right now. Here's the reality. In fact, I just got off a call, a corporate call with another company that I'm in contract with. I don't know. If I were you, I'd just be going, wow, this is so cool. You can even pretend that you're the one who employed it. I mean, that's pretty awesome. Now, here's the reality. June, July, and August are the greatest months of the year next to December to get the bonuses that your company offers. Whatever company you're with, this is the greatest month to get those bonuses. Greatest months, June, July, and August. Why? Because there's no competition. That's right. Most people don't treat this business like it is a business. They don't. They treat it like it is a voluntary position. And let me tell you the facts. Volunteers don't make money. Now, if you are a volunteer in some church or you're a volunteer in some organization, that's awesome. That's beautiful. And I bet your heart is fulfilled by doing that. Any way that you serve God in that way is absolutely awesome and will be blessed. But you don't volunteer to make money, right? Volunteering, let me tell you two things that don't make money. Hobbies and volunteering doesn't make money. Well, I know that you did not sign up in your business opportunity to, you did not sign up in your business opportunity to be a volunteer. You got started in your home-based business to turn a profit. And I'm sure that you got started in that home-based business to take control over your life, whether you are a mom who's sick and tired of working outside of the house, or you are in the corporate world and you hate it, you hate your job, or that you have worked a job for so long and wound up with a debt that has increased by $10,000 every single year for the last 5 years. Whatever it is, whatever reason it is that you got started in your home-based business, whether it's to be your own boss, to get out of debt, to earn more money, to put a, you, maybe you start a home-based business merely just to start a fun fund. A fun fund. Meaning, everything that you do in your home-based business, all you're doing it for is for traveling. Because you just want to travel and see the world, and you know that on your current job, it'll never afford you the ability to do that. Maybe that's why you started with your home-based business. Maybe you started with your home-based business to pay off your cars. Or to be able to get a bigger home. One that fits your family. Whatever it is, whatever the reason is that you got started in your home-based business, I can tell you this. You didn't start in your home-based business to become a volunteer. That's not why you started. You started in your home-based business to do the number of things that I just mentioned. But unfortunately, 98% of the people in this business, in the home-based business industry, do not treat it like a business. They treat it like a hobby or something they volunteer for. Well, you cannot blame your opportunity, and you cannot say that it didn't work if you went at it with a volunteer's commitment and a hobbyist. It's impossible for you to reap a profit if your commitment level is not that of somebody who is there to turn a profit and actually build an actual business, a multi-million dollar business. So why am I saying June, July, and August are some of the greatest months of the entire year to get the top bonuses in your company? Because nobody else is trying. Why? Because it's the months where everybody else is looking for excuses instead of results. It's the time of year where people say, well, people aren't around. People are not, they're not interested in starting a business during the summer. Well, you know what? The hungry ones are. The hungry ones are. The ones who are sick and tired of being sick and tired are. The ones who have to step up because they got bills that are due and they don't know how to pay them. The ones who are frustrated in a rut are. What people are you looking for? The ones I just mentioned. So, here's what you need to do, and listen to me very carefully. And this is real important. if you make the decision that right now is your time to shine, because there's barely any competition shining right now, there isn't, I promise you, you wait and see. You'll see. The numbers will drop. This is it. This is your chance. So if you are brand new in the business, I want you to step up. And whatever the bonus chart is, and most 99% of the companies out there have a bonus chart, some kind of bonus pool, contest, whatever it is, they all have it. If they don't, they're missing something, because these are the months that they want to promote the sales and move the sales forward. So let's step up and do just that. Now, here's how you're going to do it. Every new person that you get started in your business and you're building a multi-million dollar team, every person that you get started, you need to tell that new person that they need to get themselves on that bonus board, that they need to make a name for themselves, and they need to be known to set a good example for the team that they are building. This is what you want to tell every brand new person. You want to tell them that their first couple weeks in the business are crucial, that they're going to need credibility in their business with their sales force. They're going to need credibility, and they're going to need to set a standard in which they want others to follow. They're going to need to set a standard in which others are going to follow. I know many of you are writing this down. That's why I'm repeating myself. So when you're sitting there with your new person, Tom, you're going to need credibility and respect in building your business. And the way that you're going to achieve that credibility and respect from your sales force is by what kind of an example you set up for them to follow. So whatever bar, whatever limit you would like to put on, that's what they will do. Because in this business, we duplicate what our sponsors do. So here's the reality. You want to make sure that your first month you get recognition inside of our company. And some of your companies, they do recognition on a website. Others of them do it through email. Others do it through publications, mailing out newsletters and things like that. Whatever it is, whatever form of recognition there is, you tell every new person that they've got to get credibility and respect from the team that they're about to build. Because, and this is what you say, Tom, here's the deal. Some of your friends and family members or some of the people that you talk to are just not even going to be there for you. They're just not even going to do it. But the reality is that once you have that first month of all-out massive action and you create your first story, your first week in the business, and your first month story, you will send them a part of the publication in which your name is in. Because it will show them that you are recognized. Here's the other thing. It sets the pace for others to follow. So, Tom, as you bring in Sue into the business, Sue, this is where you want your name, just like this is where I had my name my first month in the business. Your story is everything, and you need credibility and respect in this business as well as any other. So that when your friends and family members are wondering if they want to get in, you're going to show them the success you had, because documentation beats conversation. So you want to get the kind of recognition that's necessary to build credibility between you and the sales force that we are about to build. You want to be recognized publicly and in print. Okay? I know some of you guys are just falling off your chair right now. And I'm sorry I talk so fast, but you're just going to have to catch it. Okay, so, and by the way, this will not be on my website tonight. It'll take a couple days. Hans and I are gone. Okay, so you go and you tell them, as well as you, if you're brand new on the call with me right now, in fact, I don't care if you're brand new or not, you need to get off this call and create your first story, because your story is absolutely everything in this business. So go create an awesome story this week. Create an awesome one this week and this month. You're going to have a whole new story about what you did from today through the end of the month. And all you're going to do is you're going to tell a lot of people that story. You see, some of you came out of Tampa, Florida, and you're wondering, Danny, how do I get people to go to L.A.? Well, what did you do coming out of Tampa? And that's what you're going to tell them. You're creating a story. The first week out of Tampa, this is what I did with my business. The second week out of Tampa, this is what I did with my business. Whatever it is, whatever breakthrough you had, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, physically, financially, whatever step up you did, I have two clients that I believe that are on here right now that I coach, and also Tom Challen and his wife that I coach. These are coaching clients whose results are just totally going through the roof. And their activity goals are being met. For example, who I coach, every time she's emailed me to give me, she's being held accountable. Every time she's emailing saying, this is what I've done, this is what my daily tasks have been, and this is my results. Setting up one new person every day since she's been coached. That's awesome. I mean, that's profound, okay? All of us can make that happen. So go create your story this week. You can create your June story. What's your June story going to be? Okay, now for those of you who've been around for a while, here is your plan. And listen to me carefully. This is what you must do. And I have many clients on the phone right now that we coach on a weekly basis. And this is what I've told them to do, and this has exploded their income out of control. They are now in a six-figure income bracket, and they've only been in for a short period of time. Prior to these coaching calls, they were not a six-figure income earner. So here's your deal. You need to dominate whatever the recognition boards are with new blood. From this day forward, do not look at those boards, and all of you listen to me, including those who I coach, those of you leaders that I coach, listen to me, and those of you that I don't coach, those of you this is your first time on the call, listen to me carefully. Dominate the boards, dominate your recognition boards with new blood. Do not look at those recognition boards and go, okay, well, 5 of the 10 people are in my sales force. Well, if those people have been in for 5 or 6 months, don't you dare count them as yours. This is how people get into a rut in their business. They begin to think that they're comfortable now that they have success in their business. The worst thing about success is a little bit. And they begin to change their focus. Out of all the coaching appointments that I do on a daily basis with people, this is what I will tell you that happens more than anything. As soon as people hit a certain level of success, they change their focus. When you change your focus, you change what you're doing, therefore the results change. So if your first month you had phenomenal success and you had that phenomenal success the first 90 days and all of a sudden you're not having that same kind of success, my question to you is, what did you change? Something changed. Don't defend yourself and say, nothing, I didn't do anything different. Okay, well, sit down and tell me how many people you sponsored your first, second, and third month. And then when your business changed, tell me how many people you were sponsoring then. Because that's the bottom line. When the focus changes, the results change. So whatever you focus on is what you get good at, guys. Whatever you focus on is what you get good at. So for those of you who've been around for a while, I want you in your mind to next your team. Pretend like you don't have a sales force. Pretend like they're sidelined with you. Pretend they're a part of the company and they're sidelined with you. That doesn't mean you don't help them anymore. That doesn't mean you don't answer phone calls. But pretend that they are sidelined with you. And that will ignite your business to a whole nother level. That'll get you out of the rut that you are perhaps in, if you are in one. Okay, so that strategy is dominate the boards with new blood, meaning you get Tom, Sue, and Jim started this month. And you tell them you must get on those boards next month. You must build your credibility and respect for your team. So your goal next month is to do whatever it takes to be on this recognition board, because it will set the pace for everyone else to follow, and you get to decide the pace your business grows in. You decide. So you make sure if you've got those three people, you are on that board yourself, and those three are shooting for that board. You might wind up with all three on that board. You might wind up with one of them. You might wind up with two out of three. You might wind up with none. But as long as the focus is in the right direction, eventually it'll happen. And for those of you who know how to make it happen, go make it happen. You and new blood on that board. I don't care if you got three old guys that have been with you for 6 months on that board or 7 years. That doesn't count in a strategist business. It doesn't count in a business where you want it to grow. You see, having a sales force can be a hindrance for a lot of us because we're looking at the fruit going, I could kick back. I don't have to focus as strong. Okay, hey, you need some help? And you change what you do. And your check follows what you do on a monthly basis. Okay, so the first strategy was you tell every new person they need to jump on whatever recognition that is available so they can build credibility. Number two, if you're in the business, you need to be on those recognition boards as well as new blood, brand new people every single month you want on those recognition boards. Here's the final thing that I'm going to help you with as far as strategy goes for closing out your year. I told you that June, July, and August is the best month to get them, and you want to tell your people that too. June, July, and August is an opportunity, man. There's a window of opportunity here. Most people are looking for a way out. We're going to look for a way in. And this is the season where we're going to be chasing the business. You know, for those of you that work in internet business, that's easy. You know, just get on the phone, start pounding it out, and make it happen. For those of you who don't work that kind of a business and you need to be chasing more market wherever you possibly can or meeting people wherever you can and meeting them where they're at, presenting that deal. Don't wait for them to come to you. Go to them. So here's how we're going to close out this year. First of all, you're going to get lots of recognition. I want to hear about it. I want to know if you got a bonus. I want you to email my office and say, I got a bonus this month. I wasn't expecting it, but I put the heat on, and the last, you know, few days of the month, I just made it happen. And if you want to know how to really build a fire towards the end of the month, go to my website, DannyJohnson.com. You need to get a hold of the CDs from North Carolina. I talk about how to triple and quadruple your volume the last 2 days of the month. There's also a conference call on the website that talks about that as well. Must listen to that stuff. Must master that stuff. That's how you're going to build your skill. That's how you're going to build your ability. That's how your talent will increase. And as your skill increases, your value then increases to the marketplace. When your value increases to the marketplace, hello, that's more people out there that value your services and are handing you money for your services. Because the marketplace determines value. The marketplace decides what's valuable. Well, you can change your value to the marketplace by changing your skill. And if you increase your skill, you will increase your value to the marketplace, therefore increase your income. Because it increases the amount of people that want to give you money for your services. Okay? So how do you increase your skill? Well, we've had thousands of people through the years come through First Steps to Success. Now, I know that many of you don't see the value in that, and that's totally fine. You will come to a place someday where you finally do. Because here's the reality. For 6 months, I failed miserably in my business. One thing changed. I invested into myself. I got a professional education on this business. Now, many of you, this is your chosen profession, and write this down because this is the language you want to use with your brand new people. This is your chosen profession. Unlike a college education, and college educations are great if you know what you want to do. If you want to become a doctor, then you need a college education in order to do that. In fact, the best that you can get, the better. The best university you can go to, Stanford University, whatever part of the body you want to focus on, whatever university you want to go to study medicine, to study body parts, to study organs, to do plastic surgery, to do replacement surgery, whatever it is that you want to do. You have to get the best university education that you can in order to do that. Same with the dentist, same with the lawyer. They must invest into a professional education. The best education that they can get, the better for them to be able to achieve what they want to achieve and specialize. Well, I decided 15 years ago that I was going to specialize in network marketing. I decided 15 years ago that this was my chosen profession. I did. I remember the day I decided it. This is my chosen profession. I did not get into network marketing to quit. I didn't get into network marketing to whine, murmur, and complain. I didn't get into network marketing to fail. I certainly didn't get into network marketing to not make money. I decided 15 years ago when I was 19 that this was my chosen profession. So, have you made that choice that this is your chosen profession? If you have stepped that up, I have to tell you something. It's the greatest business in the world. The greatest. Now, I've earned more than doctors do, more than the average doctor in our country, more than the average attorney does. I've earned far more money than they do. But I didn't invest $200,000 into my education. I didn't invest 10 years of my life spending all money and winding up with a $200,000 debt. I also didn't walk out with a $100,000 monthly overhead just to start my business. This is the greatest business in the world. Not to mention who this business, who God turned me into be through this business. He used this business as soil to train me up to not be a selfish, greedy, lustful, ridiculous, self-centered person anymore. He used this business to train me up to think of others first. How to communicate and to find people's needs and how to serve them in that place to where they can achieve the goals that they had. Not the ones that I had for them, but the ones that they had. He used this business to train me up, to follow him, to trust him, to walk by faith and not by sight. To be adventurous, outgoing, courageous. He trained me up on this soil to be all those things. Changed my heart. I mean, all of that stuff were byproducts of the money. Isn't that awesome? I can't think of, I don't know of any doctors. I have, and I've known loads of them. I have trained hundreds of them. And I can tell you that I've not yet had any one of them say that their profession caused them to be a much better person. You may know some. I haven't met one yet. What they've told me is they're stressed out, they've been divorced 3 times, they don't know their children, and they regret the position they chose. But I haven't had any one of them, even an attorney, say, I feel so much better as a person as a direct result of what I do in my profession. I've yet. In fact, I've had many say that it's corrupted them, and they don't like the person they've become. Well, this is what's awesome about network marketing. I was just in a room for 3 days with 500 people. And although all of them have different income levels in their business, all of them, without fail, all 500 hands went up when I said this. How many of you feel that you have become so much better as a person, and you feel so much better about yourself, and you have so much clearer of a vision? You're a better parent. You're a better spouse. You have more wisdom, knowledge, and understanding in all areas of your life as a direct result of getting started in network marketing. Every single hand in the room went up without fail. Why? Because that's what we get along with the awesome industry that we're in. Yes, we can earn more money than any profession out there. Yes, that chance is here for us. Yes, we can capitalize from the efforts of other people. We can capitalize from other people's ideas. And we can capitalize from a company that will spend their money paying your distributors. Yes, that's all awesome. But the emotional, mental, spiritual, physical, on top of the financial, far surpasses the financial. And I've made a lot of money. And I will tell you that I've grown more than I've made money. And I've made a ton of money. So here's the deal. Have you made the decision that this is your chosen profession, the most rewarding profession you'll ever be a part of? And if it hasn't been rewarding for you, you're doing something wrong. If it hasn't caused you to grow better, then something's wrong. And if you're not having fun, write this down. If you're not having fun, then you're missing something. Something's not right in your business if you're not having a blast doing it. If it's a grind and a burden, you're off track. That's always how you know where your gauge is. If you're under severe pressure and you're feeling heavy burden, something's off track. Okay, so if you've made the decision that this is your chosen profession and this is the language that you want to use with your new reps, there's a professional language, by the way, as a network marketer that you want to use. Okay? Downline is not professional language. Under me is not professional language. Salesforce marketing team is a professional language. And is this your chosen profession? Okay? So if you've made the decision, yes, Danny, this is it for me, then my question is what are you doing about your education to professionalize you and your business? If you've made that commitment, then you better make the same size commitment that a doctor makes to learn his business. And you need to do that with your current home-based business. Because it's up to you whether or not it goes to millions and millions in revenue or if it stays at hundreds and thousands in revenue. That's completely 100% dependent on you and what you want to do with it. So your bottom line foundation, a doctor enrolls in his university, he has to buy books for his education before he shows up for class. You have to do the same thing with your network marketing business. The books in this case are audio. The North Carolina CDs, that is the bottom line foundation for every single person in this business to listen to 100 times over and again. Until you master the skills that are taught on those 10 CDs. You need to get those CDs. You need to get them now. And every new person that you get started, you make sure you're equipping them in that very same way. Don't you try to regurgitate all the information on those CDs. Make them get them themselves. This is a profession. You need an education. Boom, here it is. You're not going to earn the income that you think you're going to earn unless you get these, because you'll eventually run yourself into a wall and you'll hit a point where you don't know what you're doing. Okay, so those North Carolina CDs, by the way, on request, the script books are ready. They are available and they are being shipped. So for any of you that want to purchase those, the script books are 16 pages long with two hours of training to teach you how to work those. You can call our office tomorrow at 209-463-5210. The company in which that one of these companies that I was contracted in you're not even going to believe this. Every single brand new person that signs up in their company has to have that script book. Okay, that's a multimillionaire that's running that company who begged us if he can have those script books in his in every new person's packet. Well, learn from a multimillionaire. If that's what he's making sure every one of his new reps gets, then shouldn't you make sure your new reps do the same thing? Follow in the footsteps of successful people. So not only do you need those script books yourself, but you need to make sure every new person you get started, they're equipped immediately on how to talk to people. And the CDs equip them on everything else, meaning tonality, body language, attitude, posture, equips them from day one on how to get started. How's that for quick turnaround success and results? That's huge. That's going to explode your business. So you can either go to our website, DannyJohnson.com. You need the North Carolina CDs. You need the script book. There's no question about it. Any of you have issues about fear, you're plagued by it, you're burdened by it, you have issues of not having enough faith, meaning faith leads to peace, leads to trust. If you worry about your business, you worry about your future, there's some, if you have issues about poverty, you're afraid to make money, you fear success, if you're afraid of, if you're afraid that you don't have what it takes, you need to get the CDs. There are Christian-based training, 1,500 scriptures on there that will help you to overcome those kind of things. Okay, so here's the last strategy for my call. Here's the last strategy that's going to help you through the end of the year. This is what we have coming up. Now, promotion is everything in this business, and it's just amazing to me how certain sales organizations around the world are awesome promoters and others of them really struggle in that area. Without promotion in your business, there's no urgency. And if you don't know how to promote, I highly recommend that you listen to every call that's on my site because there promotion is actually happening on these conference calls, like what I've been talking to you right now tonight. Promotion is so important. And it's the difference between this. The difference is let's say that your company president is doing a conference call tomorrow night. Tuesday night, the company president is actually doing an opportunity conference call. Either you can talk to your prospect and say, you know, there's a conference call tomorrow night and the president of the company is going to be doing it. It's at 7 o'clock. Do you want to be on it? Okay, well, I can guarantee you that prospect's going to forget that the call even existed. But the difference between announcing something and promoting something is this. I just showed you how to inform or announce a conference call. Really, it was more of informing somebody. Promotion sounds like this. Oh, my gosh, you're not even going to believe it. This is just so awesome. Okay, do you have a piece of paper and a pen? Is your calendar out? Here's the deal. I don't know about you, but how often do we get the opportunity to listen through to a multimillionaire? And in all the days of your corporation, as large as it was, did you ever get the chance to be on a telephone call with the president and founder of your company? This is absolutely an insane chance that you have. To hear directly from the founder of the company, the man who invested the millions or the woman, the person who really built this opportunity for each and every one of us is available, has taken time out of his busy schedule to have his time set aside for you and me on the phone tomorrow night. I don't care what you have going on, it needs to be moved because at 7 o'clock tomorrow night, there's going to be an opportunity that's going to come and go. And you have a chance, one, to listen and learn how the head of our company presents our opportunity, and two, to actually have guests on that same exact call while he's doing the work for you. And all you have to do is listen, learn, take notes, and invite guests to listen to that thing. Can you believe that you've been set up so good like this? You tell me, guys, what do you think is going to work better? Okay, tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, just to let you know, our company president is doing a call at 7 o'clock. Hope to see you there. I don't think so. That doesn't work. Or promoting it with enthusiasm and urgency and specifically pointing out how lucky they truly are, how blessed they really are, how they're in the right place at the right time, right here, right now, to be able to participate with something like this. That's a huge difference. Huge. So, the deal is this. We're going to be closing up this year. There's some of you that are on this call right now. I'm going to get emails from you saying, Danny, I got the bonus. I'm using June, July, and August to be the best months of my year. I will set the stage. I will not settle for less, and I will not work my business as a volunteer or as a hobby. I'm in business, and that means I need to go to work. Well, those of you that are going to do that, September 11th and 12th, you know we have First Steps to Success coming up, okay, in Los Angeles. First Steps to Success, in L.A. on September 11th and 12th. On my site, you can register for that seminar. But here's the deal. Let me help you strategize for that. You want to promote that event. You don't want to just show up to that event. You don't want to leave an announcement for your people about that event. You need to promote that event. How? Tell the stories that you've had just from the calls, from the CDs, from the seminars that you've already been to. Tell them what's happened to you and say, do you want to have the same kind of success that I've had as a direct result of plugging in? Do you want to have the kind of impact in your life? Yes. Okay, now here's the strategy. You do not want to wait till that event to pack people into that. You want to, on a daily, weekly basis, be promoting it, getting people registered for it, but this is what you do with your new person. You tell your new person, and again, this is a strategy that's very important that you pay attention to. You tell your new person, Mark, you're going to that training seminar with me, and you're not going to be there alone. Because if you want to see a six-figure income within the next 12 months, we need to get 5 to 10 people to go with you to that event. And if he says, well, gosh, I don't even know if I can go. I don't care if you can go or not. We got to get 5 to 10 new people at that event with you, and that's what we're going to be working towards. And here's why. New people mean they may be even barely even in the business. Barely, maybe you haven't even started up with like your $200 or $300 or $500 pack, whatever it is. And you strategize now, and you locate 4 or 5 new people, not old, 4 or 5 new people that you locate now, and you say to them, you guys are going, but we've got to get 5 to 10 people to go with you. So let's make this happen. So every day you need to be driving people to this site. You need to be driving them on these Monday night calls and equip these people immediately to take advantage of what's coming up. Now, why am I saying that? For those of you who are new and you've never heard me before, you're like, Danny, I mean, why would I want to get anyone to your seminar? Don't even listen to me then. This is what I will tell you. Is that after I went to my first training seminar, the only focus I had was this. Okay, I'm going to focus and master prospecting. That's what I'm going to focus on. I'm going to master the art of promotions. How do you think Britney Spears was started? Listen, the chick has no talent. Okay, and she started out with even less. And unfortunately, it's a sad and pathetic example for our youth. I mean, worse than pathetic. There aren't words to say how pathetic it is. But the record industry needs a new teen star. So they found a blonde who was willing to do whatever they asked her to do. You know, expose her body, be a sex symbol. And they built her up. They promoted her. Promoters is what made her, not her voice. Promoters created her out of thin air. She was a nobody from nowhere with nothing. I know 100 girls that got far more talent than that chick does. But the reality is that a promoter and many promoters created her fame out of thin air. You can do the very same thing with every event that you have coming up. So I got it, and I decided to focus on mastering prospecting and promoting. And when I mastered those two things, all I did was fill every seminar. And sometimes it was every 2 weeks there was going to be a seminar. Sometimes it was once a month. And I prospected to promote an event. And my people came out of that event leaving me in the dust, meaning producing like crazy. I would get a minimum of 10 to every event. Those 10 would come out, and between those 10, create $40,000 to $60,000 in personal group volume. Now, for some of you, you have point systems that your compensation plans are running on, so I don't know how to equate that. But it was, in other words, the check that I would make would be 10 to 20 grand out of that from brand new business. So those 10 would come out and create $40,000 to $60,000 worth of volume. and sponsor 50 to 60 people into the business within 2 weeks after that event. Just like Lois out of Canton, Ohio. I just spent the weekend with her. This is amazing. This gal came to Dallas, Texas, April 17th and 18th, was in the business for 2.5 years, did nothing. In fact, this is a powerful story. You want to write this down, by the way. Her husband was in the business, and she was 100% non-supportive. And she was so non-supportive and whiny to him and nagging to him that he gave up. He just kind of stopped producing. He still would show up to his meetings, but he stopped recruiting, stopped selling. He was so discouraged by this wife named Lois. Lois got invited down to go to First Steps to Success because she heard about a story of a young gal who became a millionaire in 2 years. So out of curiosity, she came, and she had some friends that were going, and she didn't want to miss out. Lois came. The first 4 hours, Lois had gotten up with tears in her eyes and said, "You have no idea, but this just majorly changed my life." Lois had never recruited anybody inside of her company, ever, in the 2.5 years that her and her husband were in that business. Never talked to a soul. Just talked her husband out of doing it by nagging him. "You don't spend enough time with me." Things like that. In 10 days after that training seminar, Lois sold 19 $500 packs. She was number 3 in the world in production in her company. 19 $500 packs in 10 days. So all I know is that that's what Lois did. That's what I did. I mastered the art of prospecting and promoting. And people came out of those training seminars going berserk. How many of you would love it that you would have a sales force that outproduces you? Then do the things I'm trying to tell you to do. You will perfect it. You will master it. It will blow your mind. Not only that, you will not have the burden of doing it for them. No, that training seminar will get them to step up so they can do it for themselves. That's what it's about. Training up independent reps that are building a business for themselves. And that will come out of that First Step seminar coming up in September. So every day you are looking for 5 that you will say, you're going, but we got to get 5 to 10 people to go with you. That means that you're going to have 25 to 50 brand new people there with you. If that number's too big and you can't handle it and that goes beyond your limit to function, then that's okay. Scale it down to whatever it is that you feel comfortable with that you can do and make that happen. And why? Because creating a dynasty comes up in November. And only people who've graduated from First Steps can go to that. And the reality is that leadership comes out of that. That's a leadership development training seminar, where it will absolutely explode your sales out of control. That's what it does. That's what it's done from the existence when it first started. And that's what it will do, again, in South San Francisco, 12th, 13th, and 14th, actually, in November. So that's the deal, guys. That's the big shebang. So anyway, we've got about 5-10 minutes left on this call. What I want to do, providing there's not a bunch of background noise. And if you want to jump out and ask a question or make a comment, I encourage you to do that and just state your name and where you're calling from. If you know that you're not going to, then just press *6 and keep your line muted. It cuts down on all the background noise and the feedback. If you're in a noisy place, you're not going to be able to speak out. I need you to go ahead and press *6. If you've got a dog barking, kids crying, washing machine running, dishwasher overflowing, I don't care what kind of noise in the background, all of us are going to be able to hear it. And please don't be rude and talk to somebody else, because we can hear it. If you're having a conversation with somebody else while this call is going on, everyone else can hear it. And if you're disciplining your kids, guess what? We can hear that too. So I'm going to go ahead and open up the lines, and providing that there's not going to be a lot of feedback or cell phones and fax machines and all that kind of nonsense, then you guys will be able to step out and ask a question or make a comment. So hold on.
Danny.
Hey, who is that?
It's Fred from New York.
Fred from New York?
Yeah.
Fred, what can I do for you tonight?
Okay. In the past, you have mentioned about setting up a networking meeting.
Uh-huh.
And I just want to get a little clarity on that, as far as once you invite them to the meeting, how is it that you establish that business relationship only, say, for example, with a real estate agent? You're establishing that relationship with just that real estate agent, or what about with your next meeting?
I
mean, you know, some of those.
Okay. Well, first of all, in terms of setting up, hold on a second. Some lady is talking to somebody else. Okay. So, Fred, that's a really good question as far as establishing a networking meeting or, you know, if you are already doing meetings in your local area, the way that I would contact, and this, by the way, is in the script book that you guys can get online. But as I would say to a real estate broker or agent or whatever, that I'm putting together a choice vendors list that I would actually actively promote here locally in my area, and I'm looking to work with somebody closely in that way where it'll be mutually beneficial, that if you find somebody that does what I do, then you feel comfortable referring them to me, and if I find somebody that's looking for real estate, then I'd obviously refer them to them. And what I would say at that point is I actually will be in a room with a whole bunch of entrepreneurs on Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. And the way I'm going about picking my choice vendors list is like this. You can come down to this orientation. You're going to be in a room full of entrepreneurs who are all actively building a business, and many of them who are actively looking for a home, looking to upsize, downsize, or investment-wise. They're looking to invest into more investment-type properties. Now, I know that based on my recommendation, they would probably choose you over your competitor. So I encourage you to come down. I'm going to be interviewing a few different real estate agents to see which ones that I feel I can work long-term with. At that point, once you go through the orientation, you can be passing out your business cards before and after the orientation. During the orientation, you'll find out more details about what it is that I do and what it is that I'm looking for. And who knows, it may just gel right along with your business, and it may not determine, depending on what you say following the orientation, will determine what kind of a relationship you and I set up. So, do I set up just a separate networking meeting? No. If I already have meetings in place, I'm inviting them to my meeting that I already have going on so they can network with my distributors. If I don't have local meetings going on, then go ahead and set up a networking meeting where you have a bunch of different entrepreneurs come together. So will I only exclusively work with that real estate agent? Depends on his response. Depends on how mutually beneficial. And that's what I would tell him absolutely up front, that I'm looking for a mutually beneficial business. And if his opinion about what I do is negative, then obviously I'm not going to promote him as a real estate broker or an agent, or if you guys are doing an insurance. So, Fred, I hope that answers your question. Let me open up the line to take one more.
Thanks, Ken.
John McDaniel from Virginia.
John McDaniel
from Virginia. Yes, John McDaniel from Virginia.
Go ahead, Tony.
Hi. I'm 21 years old. I'm trying to find out what are the best places to go and promote, and get just like young people, just to get them and involve them and just get them fired up for my business. And, because I'm in communication. So what's the best thing to do?
Okay, so you're wanting to know how do you target markets that are your age?
No one on the phone.
Yes, my age and possibly a little bit older, but could be my age right now.
Okay, hold on. Let me mute this out because there's a lady that will not stop talking to somebody else while you're talking. Hold on. Okay, Johnny, this is an awesome question, and here's my answer. Historically, in this business, we always recruit who we are. So naturally, you'll be attracting people that are your age and a little bit older. That's natural. When I was 21 years old, majority of my sales force was around the same age up to about 35. I think the oldest person that had been in my sales force when I was 21 years old. And we built a sales force of thousands. I mean, thousands doing millions of dollars in sales, Tommy. So you can make that happen without question, without fail. You're in the telecommunications industry. Here's the thing. Tommy, you need to go on an accelerated path to learn everything you can to attracting people into your business. You need to get on an accelerated path. Make sure you get the CDs from North Carolina, because I do not want you to get bad training or wrong training from anybody that's going to set you on a path that's going to hurt your business. You want to mess around with people that are, you know, there's a lot of people out there that do a lot of talking about things they've never personally done themselves. Everything that I'm telling you, I've done myself. So was I 21? Yes. Did I build a multi-million dollar business? Yes. How did I do it? Keep posted, man. Do Do everything that I'm sharing with you to do, and you will be the next young millionaire in the network marketing industry. Persist and never give up. So inherently, you will naturally attract people that are like you. You just get out there and you start talking to all kinds of people. You want to make sure that you learn the language of this business immediately and throw down challenge for kids that are your age. And tell them, I am looking for someone who's serious, who wants to make a 6- and 7-figure income before they're the age of 25 or 30 or whatever it is that it is, that you're looking for team members. That's what I had to do. I had to step up my own commitment level and talk like someone who was a committed business person so that those people that were my age went, dang, man, what's she doing? I want to be a part of it. And that's what happened. Because of the way I carried myself, it caused them to go, whoa, I want that. How can I do that? Where can I start? And so you will naturally do that. Hold on.
Pauline,
Tommy, I hope they answered your question. Anybody else out there with a question or comment?
Pauline,
go for it.
Okay, I have to build up my personal sales before I can recruit, and I'm having a problem finding customers. Basically advertising, giving discounts, but my sales aren't where they should be.
Okay, Colleen, we're about to end this call. I would encourage you to book a coaching appointment. I would really have to understand what it is that you're doing and how you're doing it in order for me to coach you on how to get that job done. As far as if you have to build up your client base before you're able to actually enroll people into your opportunity, I don't know. You have to look at the flyers that you're doing, the advertising that you're doing. I'll tell you this, how I got started in the wellness industry many, many, many years ago. There was a lady who had placed a little tiny ad in 6 small little tiny cities, not cities, towns. Like, for example, the ad that I answered was out of the West Hawaii Today. Cheap place to run an advertisement. Cheap place. She had an 800 number and had 6 of these ads running at the same time, and each of them cost like $25 or $20, which meant it was very cost-effective, and she built a customer base nationwide. What kind of products are you marketing?
They're beauty products.
They're beauty products, okay. Well, there ain't a woman on the planet that ain't interested in that. I mean, it's a huge market. It's a multi-billion dollar market that you have that's open to you. So what I'm telling you is that you need to work on your skill and how to attract those kind of customers, how to get those customers to give you referrals. In fact, I'll send you back to my website. There was a call I did last week that talked about how to get referrals. Last Monday night call. Were you on the call last Monday night?
No.
Okay. Go to my site. Are you a member on DannyJohnson.com?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Go to the membership area. You know, you click on that, says the members area.
Correct.
Scroll all the way down until you find last Monday's call. And I talked about how to turn a customer into a distributor, but there's also a script in there about how to get a referral.
Okay.
So if you all, in other words, it costs 5 times more money to get a new customer than it does to keep one and get a referral. And so if you're having a hard time building up your customer sales, there's lots of different things that you can look at to figure out how to make it more effective. So hopefully the 2 things that I just gave you can at least send you on a path to solving the problem that you've got right now, you know, and we'll make a difference. Okay, guys, other than that, it's time to close up the call. It's straight up 8 o'clock my time. I just want to bless you guys and pray that you have an awesome, awesome week, that you prosper, that you become more effective, that wisdom just downloads straight from heaven into your business, and that your results absolutely skyrocket, and that you're able to break through the barriers that are holding your businesses back, and that you will have eyes to see what those hindering things are so that you can break through them and turn around and help somebody else do the same thing. So next Monday, we will be here at the same place, same time, same phone number, and I can't wait to see each and every one of you. And pack the call out, guys. This is free coaching for you and your team. So good luck this week. Have an awesome close out of a month. I can't wait for you guys to email me. For those of you who hit a goal or hit a bonus chart, I want to hear about it because I want to brag about you for doing such a great job. Everybody all at once, say goodnight and God bless.
Good night,
Danny. Thank you, Danny. This is Doug.
Good night, Danny.
Good night.